summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, Devin. Thanks for joining me. Now, with the conclusion of the third quarter earnings, what has your assessment been of corporate earnings and some of the sectors that under or outperformed?
Well, generally, we look at global stocks. And if you look at the global companies, third quarter earnings seasons has been good. Stock prices has been coming up both from the earnings seasons itself and from the effect of a Donald Trump win. Now, if you're looking at our Asian counterparts, traditionally, the sectors that are going to benefit from this is going to be companies that export globally. Now, there are very few sectors of that in Malaysia, for example, and one of them is probably the glove makers. Another sector that could be a big beneficiary of, it is perhaps manufacturing. However, we do have, in Malaysia in particular, not a manufacturing industry that is not as competitive as it once used to be.
Right. You mentioned glove makers, and that's true. The ringgit weakness has been a recurring theme for 2016. Bank Negara has, of course, announced a slew of measures to stem its weakness and prop up the ringgit. Do you think we can expect the ringgit to strengthen, or is this a pain that is expected to recur throughout the end of this year, probably last till next year as well?
In my opinion, what the Malaysian government is trying to do is similar to what Japan tried to do a couple of years back with their monetary policy, where they're trying to in Japan's case, they were trying to make the yen depreciate. Now, in Malaysia's case, we're trying to strengthen the ringgit by forcing or so much pressuring good, well-run global companies to then convert their earnings back into ringgit. Now, what people have to understand is that at the end of the day, in Malaysia, we have an industry that has not been growing for the last two decades. Example being tech manufacturing. A lot of the tech manufacturing companies have shifted out from Penang. When you look at the property sector is pretty much dying right now. If you look at banking also is not doing very well because of property. So based on all of this, I can't see how the ringgit is going to strengthen.
You painted a very negative backdrop, Devin. You mentioned, of course, weaker earnings, property sectors. But how are you positioning your portfolio in terms of investments, and how is this colouring your forecast moving forward?
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, we painted a negative backdrop on Malaysia. We have also a somewhat negative backdrop on Southeast Asia. But we did say that U.S. is a very positive scenario we're looking into. Now, the U.S. with a Trump win, who is pro-business, and we have already seen since he won, the stock market going up $2 trillion. So whoever invested in the U.S. benefited in that sense. Now, Trump's policies is pro-business. Even though he says in some of his rhetorics is anti-globalization, at the end of the day, it's anti-globalization as long as these great global American companies, which are all listed there, McDonald's, Chipotle, Baidu, Google, all these companies that are listed in America, they are going to do well in America, and it's going to do well globally. So what we're seeing is actually a shift that one should be actually looking at investing its assets in American companies, in European companies that may benefit from America.
So bringing it back home then, Devin, how are you positioning your investments, you know, just for local investors? How do you think, where are some of the sectors and bright spots you see?
So in Malaysia, what you have to do is you have to look for companies that derive most of their earnings overseas. As I said, because Malaysia is bleak, you wouldn't want to invest in a property sector that is doing property in Malaysia. But an example, as I mentioned, is glove companies. Glove companies derive probably more than 80% of their earnings from overseas sources. So glove sector would be one of them I'll be looking at. Another sector I'll be looking at is perhaps some of these manufacturing sectors like furniture. furniture also the furniture sector also derives a lot of their earnings from overseas. So as long as you believe that the global economy is doing well, then you would buy companies that generate most of their earnings from overseas.
But I know you mentioned, we talked briefly about this just now, Devin, but I'd like to get your thoughts. How do you see, you know, Bank Negara's new measure that states, you know, 75% of export proceeds must be converted to the ringgit? Do you foresee perhaps lower, you know, earnings projections as a result of this, and how in terms of managing their, you know, forex gains and losses?
I think the impact of the earnings that they're going to get for overseas, it's still going to outweigh whatever Bank Negara is doing. So even though they have this extra cost, I still think they're going to be doing well because the global economy is doing well. It's just what I'm saying is like it's an extra tax that we should not have experienced in the first place. At the end of the day, the investors are the ones that are investing in this company. The company owners are investing their cash and growing the business. They should not be having to be burdened with this extra cost.
Thank you. That was Devin Linus, CEO and Chief Investment Officer at Million Traders Capital.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!